This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
As we wrap up Memorial Day, I hope many of you had a chance to spend time with your families, to perhaps go to parades, and to remember those who gave their lives for this country. Hi, everybody. Again, Kate Delaney. Thanks for joining us here on this special show. I looked at the statistics just the other day, and it's interesting. I was looking at World War II, and if you look at the deaths, wow, 405,399, and you compare that with World War One, and of course we're talking about 1917 to 1918, 116,516. So World War Two, 40s, 41 to 45, and then people don't realize this, but even you go back in our own country, and the history of 1861 to 65, and 750,000. Deaths with the Civil War, Korean War, often forgotten. Yes, it was a war. 50 to 53, 54,246. And I know that there still are some people that are listening whose families served, who have memories of fathers, grandfathers, uncles, and maybe even some of the women in their lives served as well, and we thank you for that service. It's a good day to remember that and put that into perspective. And of course, it's the historic laying of, you know, the wreath at the ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. We talk about that every single year and the significance of that. And there's never a dry eye in the house, so to speak, for people that are watching that. Just, you know, again, it's absolutely important to remember that, and it's also important to remember the reasons why we live in the kind of country we do, where we still live in a free nation, as much as we can all complain about what we don't like, but the reason why we have a free nation and free speech and all that that entails, even if we don't agree with the people around us, as I am fond of saying on this show. Here, this is about the conversation, right? And I hope to be that place, that soft landing, the voice of reason. You can always let your thoughts flow, by the way, at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and that's a great way to get a hold of us. So some of what's happening in the background that we'll be talking about this week is just a quick reminder is infrastructure. Maybe you were traveling. There were so many travelers on the roads. Think of the roads, the bridges, and all of that. So Americans hitting the road for Memorial Day weekend traveled across some of these aging, decrepit bridges and terrible roads through tunnels that need help, etc. And we just saw that the American Society of Civil Engineers gave infrastructure a D+ grade in their most recent report. In fact, the Washington Post did a huge story on this, flushing this out even a little bit more. And remember, the president, one of the things he campaigned on in 2016 was the idea to come up with a bargain, I guess, with Congress and to upgrade our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, and get rid of the gridlock. Especially if you are ever in the nation's capital, you understand what that gridlock can be there. It is horrific, and I know people complain in their own backyards what it's like, but look around and check out those bridges, check out those roads. And we are definitely in dire need of massive upgrades. So, you know, the Democrats are divided about where to get the money, and they're arguing that raising the gas tax disproportionately impacts lower income drivers. That's one of the things that has been brought up. And, you know, there is definitely a point to that. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is a big voice on this whole thing. They're the ones pushing for a gas tax increase, certainly. So while the push-pull goes on over that, and we've got the 2020 presidential race that is heating up, we'll see if anything gets done. As far as infrastructure is concerned, that's something that we're going to be talking about this week on America Tonight. Another thing that we're going to be talking about on the lighter side is it's Memorial Day. That means there are graduates. It means that there are a flood of new kids that are going into colleges, and there are others that are moving up in grades, etc. Maybe for some of you it's children. Maybe for some of you it's those precious grandchildren. And you look around and see what it means as far as attending schools or going to a trade or, you know, what that might be. And we're going to talk more about where we see the Z's and the globals headed and what they think about futuristically where the country's headed. And then, of course, student loans and what's happening in the student loan world. There's a push to eliminate the student loans of veterans, and there are a lot of people on both sides of the aisle who feel that this should be done. So where does that end up? We'll talk about that coming up later in the week too. In the meantime, some of you may be battening the hatches, so to speak, or just picking up after yesterday. Two people died because of a possible tornado in Oklahoma. We saw ripped up houses, the familiar horrible weather. There's sandbagging in Missouri, and in fact on Friday declared a state of emergency heading into the weekend, and here we are in the beginning of the week because of the historic rains that fell there. You had 3.6 million that were under a flash flood watch, and there were some people that got caught up in that in severe storms, whether it was hail or tornadoes or river flood levels. It's always a good idea, obviously, to check the weather. It's funny because as much as I talk about that on the show, and we've had people on, and we've looked at it from all different angles depending on the state, I was somebody who didn't I wasn't really prepared for that, and because I've been hit by some horrible weather myself, I'm much more prepared for it. Something else that's kind of interesting that once again is bubbling up, and we certainly have talked about this on this show, is when we talk about dollars and cents, Bitcoin just went past 8,000 last week, and it hit its highest mark since last July, trading at its highest level. So what are bullish experts saying? Is it a strong signal that Bitcoin has a future as a worthy investment kind of thing? We talked to Steve Forbes about that, gosh, a year and a half ago, where he said it's really about the technology surrounding blockchain, not Bitcoin. But there are a lot of different theories on that because of the market and the interest in Bitcoin. The 8,000 mark is a really good mark to hit. But does that stay, or does that false bottom kind of come back again and fall off? Sad story also over the weekend about a shark attack that killed a 65-year-old man. He was swimming off of the coast of Maui on Saturday morning. He, I guess, encountered some sort of shark 60 yards off Ka'anapali Beach. It was very early in the morning. It was 8:30 in the morning, and that's what the Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources is saying. They've posted signs along this half-mile stretch of beach warning of a shark. It's a place that I've broadcast from before inside of a condo off there. I've talked about my mother and her love for Hawaii, and she used to go to a place in Ka'anapali, and it's a beautiful area, but certainly it's an area where you see humpback whales, and you enter at your own risk and can swim out as far as you want. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way. On the flip side, some of the best of this show we have to offer. That's next.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Continuing my slice of Ireland trip, which has just been absolutely amazing. Go to Ireland.com or, you know, check out the hashtag Fill Your Heart with Ireland, because I definitely have been doing that. And you all know my Irish roots. You know, if you don't, I'll say my name again. Kate, or really Catherine Shayna Fitzgerald Delaney. So I'm here with Aidan Haughey, and he took us up on this incredible cliff area that is now starting to become a little bit known, and it's, how do you pronounce it again?
Sleeve League.
Sleeve League, and sleeve means mountain.
Yep.
And league means stone?
Flagstone.
Flagstone specifically. So how cool is that? You just learned an Irish word. So it's starting to be discovered more, and you've obviously seen it, lived around it. What does it mean to you to have more people traveling and looking at this gorgeous view?
That's good. It's helping support local jobs in the local community, and that's good for employment all around.
Yeah. And on the, what's different about this mountain is, first of all, isn't it the furthest most point where the next island you see is what?
New York over the next village.
Wow. I like that. New York over the next village. That's just putting that in our minds is wild. There's a couple of really neat things to talk about that are part of Sleeve League. And one of them is something that's carved into the mountainous area that was a signal to the British who were flying, if you think of World War II, right? And what is that? Tell us about that.
We've got some markings up here on the mountain. We've got ERA, E-I-R-E, written in stone across the mountain, and have been used by the pilots as a navigational aid as they're flying across the Atlantic from the States, heading into Northern Ireland. I showed them that this was the Republic, it was neutral, and it was safe to land if they had to. And then we've got all the headlands down the west coast, they're all numbered as well. This one is number 71. So when the pilot looked at his chart, he knows that this is Sleeve League and that Northern Ireland is straight ahead.
Yeah, and that would have been very important in those times.
It would. They had no Google Maps.
No. And then something just happened recently where there was a plane that crashed, and then there were people that survived, and then they ended up in the local pub. Tell us that story.
Well, that would have been back during the Second World War. One of the planes actually crashed on a beach nearby, but both the men flying the plane survived. They ended up in a pub, and they got away the next morning. They were safe enough.
Right, and those men aren't here any longer, but the memory of them and the story is living long. And that's why, because you know how the Irish are. The story comes to life where every day it's like, oh, didn't you know that just happened? Somebody just said that to me. And I'm like, what, a plane crash? So, yeah, it was a few years ago when that happened. But there have been other things, too, that have happened here. Like, for example, tell us the lore of the lighthouse. Because if you look at these cliffs, you'll see this one little section where way off in the distance there's a lighthouse. And there's a couple interesting things about it. One, that there's nobody manning the lighthouse.
No, it's a solar-powered lighthouse now at the minute. Lighthouses would have played a very important role in areas like this. All of the fishing boats coming and going to Killybegs would have been passing by this lighthouse.
Wow. And so the lighthouse hasn't been manned since when?
The lighthouse hasn't been manned now since 1974.
Wow, 1974. But then there was some kind of curse or something that was put on the lighthouse.
There was a man called St. Asicus. He was banished to the island. He was St. Patrick's first bishop. Got into a bit of trouble. He spent 7 years living on the island, praying and repenting. But the day he left the island, he put a curse on the island. He said that if the island was ever to become uninhabited, there would be three great tragedies around the island. So in 1974, the lighthouse keepers left, and the island became uninhabited. A couple of months later, a boat and all its crew were lost just behind the island. Another couple of months, another boat and all its crew. And about a year after that, the third boat was lost just around the corner. But there were two survivors from it. We still have one of them living locally here.
Wow. And that does make you think, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. What do you like best about the cliffs?
I like it. It's changing all the time. The colours change every month, and it's always nice. It's a different view every day. The weather's changing. It's always different.
And I mentioned, you know, for people who are listening, I would put this on my list. I would put the west coast of Ireland and go all the way up the Wild Atlantic Way. So it is getting more known. Not that people didn't go up there before, but more people are starting to do it. And you're trying to attract tourists to let you know what you have here. So you even have a center that people can come to and have lunch or coffee or anything on the way up.
Yeah, and with the introduction of the Wild Atlantic Way back a couple of years ago, definitely helped. And it's a great tool for putting places like this on the map. People are coming, they're looking for more experiences off the beaten track.
Yeah. And of course, there's sheep. You can hear them. Maybe you can hear them. I can hear them all over the place. But it's not bothering me. I think it's really cool and really authentic. So this is a big sheep herder area, too?
This will be a big farming area.
Yeah.
A lot of the houses around here, there'll be a farmer. The farms might be a bit small. They might have between 50 and 80 sheep each. But they're farming away nonetheless. Their lambs are starting to be born now these weeks.
So how does that work with the female sheep and the male who has his pick of the litter? Everyone. We saw a ram who was just basking on a rock, and there were just female sheep everywhere.
The rams have a nice time of it, yes. They tend to meet up with the females once every year. There tend to be one ram to every maybe 30 females.
Ah, oh, are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's not Irish folklore? Or
No.
No blarney?
No.
Then how does that work? So the female sheep, aren't they moved? They cut because they're marked and everything.
Yeah. The males just tend to meet up around October, November time. But the male always hasn't got it great because all of the young males that are born they go to the factory for lamb. But the females, of course, they're kept and they're used for breeding or they're sold on to other farmers.
All right, so they do survive. That's one aspect. You tell me something else that was, I thought, so interesting about this area as far as scuba diving and whales and dolphins. And I used to live in Morro Bay, California, and that area was kind of a hidden gem and known for that. And it reminded me of that. And the water is like, what, 60 feet deep in some areas?
60 feet deep at the foot of the cliffs here, but it'll be getting deeper as you're going out.
So what can you see at certain times of the day? What will we see out here?
Oh, you'd see the whales and dolphins, and you'd see basking sharks. You'd see tuna playing as well, and all the seabirds as well.
Wow. And there has to be big fishing here.
Fishing, not so big. There is some angling here. There's some charter boats doing angling. But in the line of commercial fishing, no, most of the small commercial fishermen are gone.
They're gone. But as far as, like, you mentioned the tuna, I mean, that I just had a sandwich, I'm sure, that was local.
It's a big attraction, yes, the tuna fishing. Now, at the minute, you're not allowed to go out and fish for tuna, but if you catch them by accident, it's okay. But there's a lot of boats out fishing for the tuna.
Other people that would come up here, and I noticed there were a lot of people hiking. Is it a big hiking spot? Because you can really go up these cliffs.
It's a massive attraction for hikers. In 2011, we were designated as the beginning of the European leg of the International Appalachian Trail. So that attracts a lot of walkers.
Wait a second. Appalachian Trail is back in the States. So now we're topping the pond.
Today you're on the International Appalachian Trail.
All right, the International Appalachian Trail. I love that. The town is interesting, too. How many people live in this area? I mean, close to the cliffs, it's got to be kind of sparse. It looked that way to me.
It is. We've probably about 140 people living in the town here.
Yeah. And you're one of those 140 people?
I am, yeah.
Wow. So you know everyone. Is everyone named John and Patrick and Mary and Kate?
More Patties than Johns, yeah.
Well, that's great. There is something about knowing everyone. They knew you from the time you were a small lad, right?
Yeah. You know everyone, and everyone knows you, and everyone knows your business, too.
So you, for example, and we want to say this, if people want to come here, they can hire you to take them up to the cliffs. Why don't you tell us where they need to go? What's your website?
You can visit us on stevepeakers.com. Email us, call us, whatever you wish.
All right. Have you taken a lot of Americans up?
Our main body of customers would be Americans.
But we were your favorite Americans, the journalists.
Definitely,
right?
The favorite, yeah.
And we should say Aiden's done so well, but this is just your, third interview?
My third interview. All of them in the last 15 minutes.
I like that, in the last 15 minutes. What is your, if somebody wanted to come to Ireland, I mean, I could talk all night long, and I do, but what is your favorite thing about your hometown and about the country of Ireland?
It's a nice place. The people are very welcoming. Everyone's glad to see you coming, and they all try and do their best for you. Yeah.
It's not the music, it's not the pubs, it's not the women,
the men. The music and pubs and the women are there too, but I suppose the warm welcome is our main thing. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. You did an excellent job.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our freedom is earned through the blood and sweat and toil and sacrifice of great American patriots just like you.
The long Memorial Day holiday weekend wraps up with President Trump and First Lady Melania visiting our troops stationed in Japan on the USS Wasp as their last stop on their state visit before heading back to the United States. The president addressing about 1,000 U.S. servicemen and women.
As we honor America's fallen warriors, we pledge our unwavering devotion to all of those who serve our nation in uniform.
Back in the U.S., taps at Arlington National Cemetery as Vice President Mike Pence addresses veterans and their families on Memorial Day.
This is the day that makes possible all other American days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, Kate Delaney, once again, boy, in our virtual green room. We have such an interesting man we're going to introduce you to. His name is Roger Baker, and he's written a book called Who Authorized You to Quit? Church Growth in the At-Risk Communities. We had a great conversation with Roger about this off the air, and I'm so excited to introduce all of you to Roger and to talk about what I think is an incredibly important subject, and so does he. Hey, Roger, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Let's talk about the title of your book. Obviously, you're talking about at-risk communities, and why is it so important that the church continued to thrive in these at-risk communities? Because we're seeing that it's not. And as it atrophies, what is that doing to those communities?
Well, first, let me just say, give you some of the stats on the at-risk population. The African Americans, which is 14% of the population, which is about 42 million people. Out of that, you got about 70% of all black children born out of wedlock. And then you got about 70% of all black households head by single parents. You have about 60% of all black men that usually drop out of high school, and they end up in jail before they age 30. And then you have about 25% of all black men are in prison, on probation, or on parole. And the list, it just goes on. And then you have about one in every prisoner got a baby under 18 years old.
Wow.
And these people can't get jobs. Babies having babies. They have no vision. And the black church have become too heavenly bound to be in earthly good. They are focusing on the elite. And the black people that come in the black community to worship live in the suburbs, but yet they come in these communities and have nothing to do with these poor children. Now, the African-American theology was born out of slavery, and that's in Jesus Christ. They recognize that the only person they could depend on is Jesus Christ. They said, heaven is my home. Where the Anglo-Saxons say that America is their home. The African-American population say, this is not our home. We got a home in glory. So we want to work on the theology of the black community. So in my book on section 3, I lays out the theology, which is the angelic conflict. Very few people know that the conflict, that reason people exist in the world is to solve the angelic conflict. That's the war between Satan and God. Satan was arrogant. He wanted to take the authority from God and take the power for himself. God put him down and sent him to the lake of fire. And so he put man on earth to settle the angelic conflict. We all got the same, attributes, and that is self-awareness, mentality, conscious, and volition. We can decide for ourselves, for ourselves. But God gets the victory if one person accepts Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ won a strategic victory on the cross. But the African American don't focus on that. They focus it on money. If you got money, honey, come on in. If you ain't got money, we don't want the risky evangelism. And when seminaries are preaching, it's not worthwhile messing with. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever, that means these at-risk children too, they got caught in the backwash. And so we got a major problem, and we're trying to lay out this theology, hoping that somebody would grab this theology, probably give these guys some support, and we can help these young babies out and change, break the cycle.
I love that sentiment for sure. Break the cycle. Obviously, that's a big part of it. Of this, what do you hope people take away from reading your book? Who authorized you to quit church growth in at-risk communities? What do you hope they take away from it?
I hope they take away they see the value of a human life, and that we all. Have a right to in African American theology, he said the right to the tree of life, and we can find the worthiness of people, and try to employ people rather than sending them to jail. Just as many African Americans called black kids the at risk children to go to prison as whites. You know, we're self centered and arrogant. And so I lay out in this book what you can expect from a child from the time the child is born to all the way through life, and at each age, and the principles. And I drew that from Baker's Encyclopedia of Psychology of Counseling, and that's a seminary recommended book for pastors as counselors. And so the core principle, and that's why I call it a book of dogma. You know, it's all, and then very few people that I meet understand banking. They don't know how to fill out job applications. And many of them, education is about fifth grade level. Even though they graduate from school, they only have a fifth grade education because they got to pass them on. But you got a new crop coming in. And then if these people can work, that means they pay taxes and they help reduce the federal budget. But if you don't hire them, then that means the employer keeps the money in the bank. That ain't no good to nobody.
Yeah.
We need this money to pay Social Security, paying the Social Security so you can help us old senior citizens have money so we can continue to live till we get to the grave in each generation.
Yeah, wow, well said. And again, this book is called Who Authorized You to Quit? Church Growth in the At-Risk Communities, The Reason Why. You can understand why it's so important. And Roger Baker is the author and is so passionate about it. You can get it on Amazon.com. Roger, you're going to the book expo. Tell me about that. You have to be excited about being there.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I got three beautiful women going to take me down, and you know, because I'm an incomplete quadriplegic, and I have to have a walker, and I can't even put my shoes on. They had to dress me and clothe me and shave me and feed me and all that kind of stuff. But they said, we're going to help you get this right, Ms. Baker. We're tired of this suffering. We need some help. So they're going to take me down. I do the book signing Saturday and Sunday, 2 hours on Saturday, which is 12 to 2, and then 2 hours on Sunday. Yeah, Saturday, then 2 hours on Sunday from 10 to 12. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're just going to visit Manhattan, New York. They never been to New York City before. I gave them each $500 so they can buy a popsicle or something, you know. I bought me a Porsche Cayenne Turbo S, you know, 570 horsepower, 8-speed, so we can jump over some traffic and just get on down and get on back. I also have a 6 vehicles that I bought. That's just one of them. But most of them is trying to help these young mothers out and their children. Got 10 cell phones out there. So I'm just one man doing all this. If I can do it, I know the church can do it. You know, but everybody seem to look at me and seem like it's a waste of time. But it's very effective.
Wow, so important. So after you put this together, how you must feel good about trying to do something, trying to make a difference. How did it make you feel when you finished the book?
Well, I tell you what, after I got a Lexer Press, the publisher contacted me and told me what they was about. Well, I had it with Westbo, and I had to do the marketing myself, and it won't go no well. But when they got a hold of it, I think I had spent another $27,000. I just really feel good. I feel like I'm going somewhere. And then they put me in touch with you. And this conversation just means that to me that somebody at least is hearing my pain. And that's a joy. And you got to be the Lord Jesus Christ in control, because he do control history. You know, so I got my faith in him, faith alone and Christ alone. And I'm just walking by faith and not by sight.
Wow, what a great sentiment. That's a tweetable moment, as they say, Roger. And for people listening, what I like about this conversation and what you're talking about is this is good for everybody. If everybody gets involved, then we solve some of the crises that we're having. And so it's not just that's your community, it's not my community, it's everybody's community, it's everybody's problem. And you and I talked about that, right?
Yes, and also I think for the businesses, if a business want to have a strong business in the future and cut down overhead, if you come in here and pick up these young children and train them, probably out of the school program, in character, and that is the character traits such as respect, responsibility, perseverance, honesty and trust, and fair and careness, and self-discipline, and life skills, you train them. And you probably could replace your executives with about half the cost. If you start here, they'd be glad to take them jobs. But you got to start early. You got to start. Obama put an RFP together when he was in 2010. He said, from the cradle to the grave, if we start working with these poor mamas from the cradle, we can change this world around in 2 years.
Yep. Yep, yep, and then that's when you start, right in the beginning. All right, Roger Baker, Who Authorized You to Quit? Church Growth in At-Risk Communities, an important book. Pick it up, Amazon.com. Have fun at the Book Expo, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation.
I think about the way business is rolling now. Think about remote work. I know a lot of people who work remotely for some pretty big companies, including one of my friends who is a coder, another one who's actually an engineer, and they don't, neither one of those two actually ever, it's very rare, go into an office. So he's in our virtual green room right now, as I'm fond of saying. That green room is getting better and better looking, so maybe he's having a decent time in there. Andrew Wynn joins us, CFA, Chief Investor Relations Officer for Transparent Business. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
So here's a provocative statement, and it is, can any company offer a chance of 90,000% ROI despite severe market volatility? Wow. So explain that.
Well, no one can guarantee returns. But I actually think we can make a strong business case that we're in the best position to take over the transparency marketplace and the management of remote workers. The transparency marketplace is significantly larger than the marketplace for Salesforce.com, another software company that grew to a valuation that's well above $90 billion. Now, if we achieve our goals and we take over the transparency marketplace, and if we get the same valuation as Salesforce.com, we believe investors on the current round of $10 million may possibly achieve those extremely high returns.
Wow. And, you know, so part of this has to be when you talk about increasing the productivity of remote work. Explain that.
Well, just to let you know, since we're a software company, according to Citibank, we are the top people management solution, and we think we make computer-based work both easy to verify and coordinate. And in addition, we think we boost efficiency per worker by 15 to 40%. So overall, we think we make computer-based work both visible and easy to manage. And in addition, we also think it helps reduce fraud, overbilling, and waste.
I like that, fraud, overbilling, and waste, because you have the right kind of tabs on it, so you know exactly what's happening between the business and the person who's working remotely. And, Andrew, you know this in the past, and obviously this is your business model and with the software, et cetera, that there have been problems with that. There's been problems with software, et cetera. So in the development of this, you took all that into account, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And, in fact, we found two things happen when people start using our software. The first thing is the people that are being monitored tend to change their behavior. So that's one way we get this efficiency boost. The second way is, according to researchers as well as consultants or consultant reports, they believe there's a waste or time wasters in the workforce that basically waste between 13% and about a third of the time on their day in wasteful, non-work-related activities. So what we're trying to do is just remove those people completely from the workforce and basically try to get this efficiency boost per worker or corporation.
So is part of that because they're distracted on phones, watching videos, trying to do something else while they're supposedly working?
Yes, absolutely, because right now we believe there's zero transparency in the marketplace on remote work. You don't know what somebody's actually doing. You don't know if they're on social media. You don't know if they're writing a letter to their grandmother. You don't know if they're doing the work that you want them to do. So with this software, it gives you full transparency about remote work. And basically, it allows you to make sure that, okay, the employee that you have working for you is doing the work that you want them to do.
Yeah, there you go. And we're speaking to Andrew Nguyen, Chief Investor Relations Officer, Transparent Business. This is fascinating, and Transparent Business has partners like, think about this, so it's got to be good, Google, Microsoft, Cisco, you name them, you know, Facebook, et cetera. And they've also received the designation of the top people management solution from Citigroup. And as I mentioned at the top, the whole idea is the remote work has increased. So what do you do to make sure people are on task and you're saving that money, et cetera? And it's good for the people, too, right? Because then the others who are suffering because of the fraud, they get rewarded, I'm assuming.
I think it's actually good for both companies as well as the employee.
Yeah.
Because it allows the employee to prove definitively to the company that, hey, I'm doing the work that you want me to do. And it allows the company to get the comfort with their employees. And over time, I actually believe when you have a consultant or one of your remote workers working remotely, when it comes time to have to pay that worker, you will actually have a very high level of confidence that they're doing the work you want them to do.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I just went into a company where they had a call center and they needed me to come in. And they had problems, Andrew, with, of course, people being distracted and gossiping and everything else. And there they were right there, and it was a massive problem. And then they did have some people that worked remotely. So it's not really fair either for the, as we just mentioned, for the other employees. Now, you've got Transparent Business, the impact that you're having. You've got legislators in 13 states introducing bills that would make this kind of application mandatory. So that's got to make you feel good. Certainly you're walking in the right direction. And what was that like to see that in motion, these bills?
Oh, extremely exciting. So the first thing I want to let you know, we have 18 bills that have been introduced in various states, and we expect more positive traction in 2019. So we're very, very excited. We have very strong goals. We want to make transparent verification of billable hours mandatory for all government contracts. We also want to amend Sarbanes and Oxley Act and make it that same kind of verification mandatory for all public corporations in the U.S.
Yes, yeah, so talk.
We hope.
Talk.
Go ahead. Talk about this for a second. We'll dive back to that. The Sarbanes and Oxley and amending that. Explain that, because that definitely will pique the interest, of course, of people listening.
Well, I think whenever you talk about federal legislation, federal laws, I think that's always an activity that's going to take a lot of intense scrutiny. So it's something that we are hopeful for, and we want to work with the, you know, congressmen and try to get a bill passed as well at the federal level. What I also wanted to mention was that we're not just focused solely on governments. In fact, we want to do the same thing we're doing with governments, and we want to make transparent verification a mandatory requirement for procurement policies for major corporations. And therefore, we want to make transparent verification the new standard in corporate procurement. So all three of these are our goals, and we hope to have achieved, you know, explosive revenue growth in 2019.
Yeah, one of the things you say on your website, and people can look it up at transparentbusiness.com, and I think this is so interesting, too. You talk about top curated talent and how to find workers or contractors, and that's a big buzzword because of side hustles and a lot of people who are contractors and who are very skilled. And you talk about finding the skill set best matching every job requirement. How does that work?
Imagine if a company could go and now source talent globally and source the specific skill set that they need. Now, one of the problems you have today is I can go and hire a programmer from another foreign country, but it's very, very difficult to monitor their work, to know that they're doing the work you want them to do as opposed to any other work that they potentially want to do, moonlighting or the projects, also out golfing or island. Very difficult to monitor now, but now you can use our software to monitor our activity. So now we think we can help you source global talent, and it should significantly increase your ability to find the specific skill sets you need for your workforce.
For you to see all this explode, what does that feel like for you, Andrew, to be in the position you are and to watch what's happening with transparentbusiness.com?
Oh, it makes me feel absolutely great. I love talking to investors and telling them that, you know, hey, we think this is a large potential market. We think there's an actual acute need for the software. Right now, we don't think there's any transparency in the management of remote work. We don't believe anybody controls the market for transparency. In fact, I don't believe there are any notable competitors in this space. We have a market-ready product, a scalable solution. We're really, really excited. We have all these endorsements and partnerships as well.
Yeah, I love that. And so here's the question, because people will think this. What is the minimal investment that anyone could invest in transparent business?
All investors need to be accredited investors, and we are targeting a minimum investment size of $50,000, which we think is very affordable for most accredited investors. So we believe the investors that are going to come in today and invest in these $10 million rounds, you know, might have the potential of having that grow to $45 million.
Wow. Well, that's a perfect place to end this. My eyes are rolling back. I love it. Andrew Nguyen, Chief Investor Relations Officer for Transparent Business. You can go to transparentbusiness.com. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.